It's an amazing story. Forest Green Rovers have won promotion to the Professional League. They'll be the smallest club to ever play professional football in England.
Yes. Actually, I've never heard of them.
You know, they also claim to be the most environmentally friendly club in the world.
Well, in this podcast, we're going to be talking much more about the environment and what Premier League clubs and fans are doing to be more environmentally friendly.
Great!
And you can tell us a bit more about Forest Green Rovers, too. Great name for a club that's environmentally friendly.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, as we've just said, we're going to be talking about the environment.
That's right. We're going to be talking about some of the environmental problems that we have in the world right now.
And the things that organisations like football clubs are doing to be more environmentally friendly.
And we're not only going to talk about big things. We're also going to talk about five ways that everyone can help the environment.
We're also going to focus on some different language that will help you talk about the environment in more detail.
There'll be lots of vocabulary, like environment, environmentally friendly, and maybe eco-warrior.
And we'll be focusing on conditional sentences, like, if the world gets warmer, the ice caps will melt. Or, if Liverpool win the cup, I'll be happy.
But before all that, let's take a look at the Premier League headlines.
Chelsea lift the Premier League trophy.
Chelsea's Premier League season finished on a high note when they lifted the Premier League trophy after a 5-1 win against Sunderland. The win gave the Blues their 30th league win of the season, a Premier League record.
Liverpool take final Champions League spot.
On the final day of the Premier League season, Liverpool beat Arsenal to fourth place to seal a return to the Champions League next season. Arsenal will play in the Europa League after missing out on the Champions League for the first time in 20 years.
Pogba and Mkhitaryan win Europa League for United.
After a difficult week for the City of Manchester, Paul Pogba and Henrik Mkhitaryan got the goals to give United a 2-0 win against Ajax in the Europa League final. It's United's first European trophy for 9 years and also means they'll be playing in the Champions League next season.
So, the Premier League will have 5 teams in the Champions League next year.
Yes, it will be a very interesting summer. All those teams will be looking to do some transfer business.
Right, let's move away from this week's football and get to the main focus of this week's podcast, the environment.
Did you know that Manchester United are one of the most environmentally friendly clubs in the Premier League?
Yes. Before we did this podcast, I looked at what Premier League clubs are doing for the environment, and there are lots of initiatives out there.
United have 2 main initiatives. One is called Reds Go Green, and the other is United to Switch Off and Save.
The first, Reds Go Green, is all about waste efficiency and recycling.
The second, United to Switch Off and Save, is about saving energy.
Some of the things that United do include recycling rainwater to be used for the pitch. They also have a lake at their training centre, which recycles dirty water to be used for the training pictures. Materials such as glass, paper, and plastic are reused or recycled too.
They've also built new all-weather sports surfaces out of old trainers. The rubber surface at the edge of the Old Trafford pitch is made out of old trainers too.
It's great when materials can be recycled and used again like that. But it's not only Manchester United that are going green.
Arsenal recycle 10 tonnes of cardboard, plastic and glass every month.
And Stoke City are backing a campaign to raise awareness about climate change.
The campaign is called Show the Love, and people are asked to wear green badges in the shape of a heart. The Stoke City manager, Mark Hughes, has worn the badge on the touchline for the past two seasons.
But it's not only football clubs that think about the environment. Football fans are doing their bit too.
The Premier League and Football League encourage car sharing for away fans. There are national car share websites for fans, and clubs like Chelsea even have their own car share initiative on their website.
Instead of one or two fans driving a car from Newcastle to Southampton, for example, there's just one car with four or five fans in it.
This is a great initiative that helps cut carbon emissions from cars. A fan can check out the website and see who's got a spare seat in their car. And it's more fun for fans to travel together, too.
But the most environmentally club in the world must be Forest Green Rovers.
Yes, you mentioned this at the start of the podcast. Tell us more about Forest Green.
Well, they've just been promoted to the Football League for the first time, but they're more famous for their eco-policies rather than their football.
What do they do at Forest Green?
You'll need to take a look at their website, but some of the things they do include an organic football pitch with no chemicals. The groundsmen use Scottish seaweed to help the pitch grow.
Cool. What else?
They use solar panels to power electricity at the stadium. And the players car share to matches. And the club is totally vegan. No meat for the players or fans on match days.
No meat? That is good for the environment.
And they have plans to build an eco park and will have the football stadium in the middle of it.
Yes. Forest Green are very green. I wonder what would happen if everyone was as environmentally friendly. So, that's how football is becoming more environmentally aware. But what about us? What can we do to help the environment?
We have five things you can do to help the environment.
Number one, recycle. We've heard what Manchester United and Arsenal are doing, and we can do it too.
What things can you recycle in your country? Plastic? Glass? Paper? How do you recycle? Where do you take the things you want to recycle?
Where I live, I have a special bin that I put glass and paper and plastics in, and it gets taken away with the rubbish.
Yeah, I have to walk down to the end of the street, and there's a recycling bin for plastic and glass and paper.
Okay, on to the next thing. Number two, reuse. Before you recycle, think if you can still use it. Maybe you can use those trainers for another year, or maybe if a jumper doesn't fit or suit you, you can give it to a friend or your little brother.
Before you throw something away, think how you can reuse it, or give it to charity. There's one charity called KitAid that collects old football kits to give to children across the world.
Number three, reduce. We don't need to use so much. Like Manchester United, switch off your lights when you don't need them. turn off your electrical stuff totally. Don't leave them on standby.
And take your own bag to the shops. Say no to a plastic bag. They look horrible too.
Number 4. Raise awareness. Stoke City's Mark Hughes wears a badge that raises awareness about climate change. That badge is seen by millions on the TV. What can we do to raise awareness of environmental problems and initiatives?
We could share things on Facebook and social media. But tell people we don't know too. Write a letter to a local politician or the council. Or join a group that helps raise awareness of local and global problems.
Number 5, be responsible. Big companies, governments, and football clubs can do a lot, but individuals can do more if we're together. Think about what you buy. Are the companies that produce the things you use environmentally friendly?
Does it make a difference if we recycle, reuse, reduce, and raise awareness? Yes. Does it make a difference if nobody recycles, reuses, reduces, or raises awareness? Yes.
If we are responsible for our environment, others will copy us.
So, there are our 5 ways to be more environmentally friendly. Here they are again.
Number 1. Recycle. Plastic, paper, and glass can often have another life.
Number 2. Reuse. Don't throw things away.
Number 3. Reduce. Don't use so much energy. Don't use plastic bags.
Number 4. Raise awareness. Tell others why our environment is important.
Number 5. Be responsible. Let others follow your lead.
Let's take a look at some sentences about the environment. Jack, what will happen if we don't take care of our planet?
It will blow up. Bang!
That's a bit strong. Anything else?
Okay. The planet will get hotter. The ice caps will melt. Sea levels will rise. There will be lots of floods and droughts and extreme weather across the world. It will cause lots of damage.
So, if we don't take care of our planet, the ice caps will melt. This is an example of a conditional sentence.
And what can we do to stop this happening? Maybe we can use more public transport. Or use our cars less.
Yes, if we use public transport more, our cities will get cleaner. Another conditional sentence.
We use these conditional sentences to talk about real events and what will probably happen if we take a specific action. Can you think of another?
If we turn off the lights when we don't need them, we'll use less energy. Or if we recycle our rainwater, we'll save water.
We'd like you to write a few conditional sentences in the comments section at the bottom of this page. Can you think of something that we can do that will result in something positive for our environment?
If you want to read more about the environment, we have some comics on the website that talk about different environmental topics. I've put a link on the side of this page if you want to take a look. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to lift the trophy. It's a phrase that means to pick up a trophy and put it above your head, like Chelsea and Manchester United did last week.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana and Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase?
This week's word is... This is where the manager often is during a match, especially when he wants to give instructions to his team. This area of the pitch is also used by the assistant referee.
And we mentioned it in this podcast when talking about Mark Hughes, the Stoke City manager. Go back and have a listen if you're not sure what the word is.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.